The General Services Administration announced major land port modernization and construction projects funded through the bipartisan infrastructure law signed by President Joe Biden in 2021. The law allocates some $3.4 billion to build and modernize land ports of entry on the country's northern and southern borders, the GSA said Friday. In a statement, GSA Administrator Robin Carnahan said the investments made possible by the law provide a great opportunity to modernize America's land ports in ways that will create good-paying jobs and strengthen supply chains while enhancing safety and security. She added that the funding will improve commerce and trade as well as create jobs in the construction sector while incorporating new and innovative sustainability features. For his part, Mitch Landrieu, a White House senior advisor and infrastructure coordinator, said that underfunded and outdated infrastructure has real costs to American families, the U.S. economy and its global competitiveness. He added that the law invests in strengthening supply chains, including land ports, which are vital for moving goods across the country's borders. The GSA noted that billions of dollars in goods and services pass through U.S. land ports daily. However, commercial capacity at many land ports is limited by outdated infrastructure. Most of the 26 major modernization projects that will be funded through the law have elements that will enhance commercial processing capabilities, the agency said. Additionally, the law will pay for modernization efforts that will support the customs and border protection in safeguarding the country's borders through the latest technologies, the GSA further said.